spiritual message from Jesus, our spiritual oneness. Judging and condemning separates people. It puts others into categories that pretend to show differences and inequalities. Judging and condemning removes all thoughts of spiritual oneness from the mind. Our purpose on earth is to see our spiritual oneness, our shared glory, our joint divinity, our shared eternal love. Our purpose is accomplished by the means of mercy, forgiveness, compassion, caring, sharing, and living in harmony. Different religions, churches, doctrines, and creeds tend to divide and separate peoples and nations, and cause judging and condemning, causing blindness to the truth of our spiritual oneness. To avoid this blindness, we have to ignore the doctrines and beliefs of others and still love them. We love others because of our eternal oneness with them, not because of beliefs. The apparent differences between peoples and nations are really meaningless and only temporary. Doctrines and creeds are like a prison of limited ideas, becoming a bondage of the mind. Unconditional love is having an open mind, giving freedom and love to everyone. Unconditional love is unbound from any doctrine and does not condemn anyone for any reason. Therefore, it does not separate people into categories. Unconditional love restores the mind to the true glory of our shared oneness. Give our love without condition. Everyone needs our love. Do not withhold our love from anyone. Do not judge anyone as being unworthy. Having compassion on everyone is unconditional love. Those who have fallen and stumbled along life's journey need our love. The sickest person is the one needing the most medicine and care. Our compassion and our love is the only medicine for the troubled spirit. Equality is the idea that there is no difference between us, that we are not separate, that no one is better or worse than another. Unconditional love sees the equality of us all. Hate is merely an angry, troubled mind seeking punishment and revenge for some reason, not seeing our shared oneness, blind to our oneness. Yet, those who are angry and hate are in need of compassion and unconditional love. Would you withhold medicine from a sick person? Those who are angry and hate need our unconditional love to heal and comfort them. It's the only medicine that can help them. Give our love to everyone without conditions. Don't demand others to fulfill your requirements to be forgiven and loved. Don't put conditions on compassion and love. Give love, mercy, and compassion to everyone continuously without asking questions or demanding anything. Unconditional love unites us with the awareness of our spiritual oneness. When you have compassion and mercy on others, regardless of their race or religion or their mental condition or their actions, then you are helping them to see our spiritual equality, which is our eternal oneness. Forgiveness is merely overlooking the actions of others without demanding their punishment and having no anger or hate towards them. When we give unconditional love to everyone, we are giving them the medicine their spirit needs to be saved from fear and condemnation. Salvation means understanding our eternal oneness. But how can others be saved from fear and condemnation and understand our oneness when they're being hated, condemned, and punished? Unconditional love exposes sin as being unreal. Unconditional love makes fear and condemnation vanish. Man has tried to deal with sin, fear, and condemnation by rituals, punishments, hate, washing of the hands, isolation, and separation. Yet the only remedy is unconditional love. Give our unconditional love to everyone. Bring them to salvation from fear and condemnation. The truth is, we are all equal. We are all spiritually one. We all share eternity. We are all one with God. We all have the same love. We all share the same glory. And we all share the same inheritance. We all need one another. We are all united in the perfection of love. These truths give reality awareness. These truths also dissolve the darkness of thought concerning sin, fear, condemnation, punishment, inequality, and imperfection.